Go to our guy, Alan Bell, sportsline.com.
AB.
Talk a little sports gambling here. AB, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm great. Y'all doing all right?
Doing well. So I saw sportsline.com has your fantasy football draft Bible going.
Correct.
What can you tell the people about
that? Like, yeah, anybody out there like me who definitely needs a hand in terms of drafting, it's really good. And really what it breaks down to you is this. Is, you know, when you get rounds like 6 through 11, you know, roughly around there, it can get a little hairy, right? So we kind of break down, no matter what service you use, ESPN, Yahoo, you name it, really just where to find your value, because it's easy to make picks in the first and second round, but it gets a little more difficult after that.
How is your Olympic betting going?
It's going great. All right. I took France. I faded the United States, which feels very unpatriotic.
Exactly. You can't bet against the country, can you?
Well, let me say this. I got bad news for you because Team Iran tonight. So I don't know what to tell you here. I think the United States wins. Obviously, Iran's the worst team in men's basketball at the Olympics. But if you give me 41.5 points to play with, yeah, I'm going to roll on that one.
That's 41. What the number is? That's 41. Crazy.
Yeah. 41.5. And understand, look, when you're looking at a game, you know, in terms of the total, like, these aren't NBA Finals games. We saw the Bucks, you know, 220, 222, somewhere around there. These are like 170. So if you're giving me 41.5 points, yeah, I'm going to roll with that.
Yeah, time is different. Rules are different. Everything. Yep. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Did you ever know what the point spreads were when you were playing?
No, I didn't.
Like, nobody walked out. Like, hey, man, you're like an 8-point dog to Florida. That might make me more pissed off.
No, I'm not.
Not that you're betting it. I'm
right.
Just saying.
No, I wish they. I never knew it. But when I was pro, somebody told me. I'll tell you the story next.
I do feel like, though, sports betting nowadays is so
there's
much
no
bigger because it's
yeah.
right. Yeah, there's you, no I mean, way to yeah, not know. It's not frowned upon like it used to be, right?
We had to pick up the paper.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to meet, like, behind Kroger and exchange $20,
right.
You know what I mean, to place a bet. Like, yeah, I'm with it.
Exactly. Go ahead, Slate.
Hey, B, looking at football, man, what's some of the most bet-on teams right now when it comes to the Super
Bowl? Yeah, so if you take the five most popular teams that are bet at BetMGM to win the Super Bowl, you've got the Buccaneers, you've got the Chiefs, you've got the Broncos, which a lot of people thought Aaron Rodgers was going to go there. Sorry, you might have lost your money on that one.
Oh.
You've got the Bills at number 4, and you got your hometown Tennessee Titans at number 5.
Woo-hoo!
So, a lot of people throwing money on the Titans this year.
Why do you think that is?
The Julio Jones effect.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. There's a Julio Jones effect. There's probably a fade the Colts effect too, right?
Yeah, there is. There is. I'll say this. It goes to show how popular sports betting is in the state of Tennessee as well, because Tennesseans are certainly floating a big part of that number, but it's a national number too. So it goes to show that, the Titans, once that Julio Jones trade went down, they started getting a lot of national attention. And I know that, you know, the Titans being a team, you know, that it's kind of the said thing around here that, you know, that they don't get a lot of national attention, and that's true. But bettors, they notice immediately.
Sticking with football, but in college football, obviously, it happened fast, at least for, you know, random fan hearing the news, the Oklahoma, Texas to the SEC. What's the over under on when they will actually play as a member of the Southeastern Conference? Because, of course, it's 2024, 2025 that their TV deals expire, but there's no way it takes that long, right?
No. Could anybody imagine, like, breaking up with someone and living together with them for 4 more years? Like, there's no way.
4 years, not one season. Like, 4.
Exactly, right? I'll say this. You know, Don, you're absolutely correct in terms of, you know, 2025 being the legal date that's put, you know, on these contracts, et cetera. Yeah, the actual date is July 1st, 2022. There's almost no chance that Texas and Oklahoma aren't in the SEC next year. And that is insane to say, by the way. Like, it's just so weird to say that. But, that's going to happen, and it's going to happen about as fast as all of this did in the last week.
I'm all in on it, and part of that is because, like, doing what we do, you cheer for the story, right? Like, that is a massive college football story, one of the biggest in I mean, ever, honestly.
Huge. And, you know, my favorite part, not to cut you off, Brent, but, like, favorite part is this, is, you know, we all look at football for this, and rightfully so. But, you know, whether they do the divisions or they do the pods or whatever, like, there are so many other sports, like, that this is going to affect. Rick Barnes is now playing against Texas in the SEC, right? They get some of, you know, Kentucky basketball. Also, if they do the pod thing, sometimes you're going to end up with, like, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Texas, and Ole Miss in a pod somehow, and that's just going to be a nightmare to get out of. Like, I can't wait for this, man. It's going to be awesome in all sports.
Alan Bell with us from sportsline.com at AlanBell247. All right, Aaron Rodgers reported last night at midnight. I think the plane landed around midnight. Everybody was tracking it and all these things. How much does he change, like, these futures numbers with the Packers?
Yeah, so the Vikings, you know, were the favorite to win the NFC North there for a while because sportsbooks were hedging their bets. Once the Aaron Rodgers news was announced yesterday, it took 12 seconds for the Packers to become the favorites again to easily win the NFC North. They jumped up to around, I think, like 6th or 7th, depending on your book, to win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, apparently Aaron Rodgers has a big, big momentum favorite. And I will say this. We were on 3HL, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about NFL Week 1. And we mentioned that you might want to take the Green Bay Packers +3 Week 1 against the Saints. That line is now about even. So, yeah, if you got it at +3, good luck. If you didn't, man, it's tough.
The Hall of Fame game is 9 days away. I don't know if people understand that. We have a football game next Thursday in the NFL. Steelers-Cowboys. You have any info on that one?
I do. So, the Steelers are a one-point favorite. The total is about 34, so they don't expect a lot of scoring in that one. The biggest part that I think we all want to, you know, to kind of know and take in, with that being next Thursday, that means that this is the last week where we will not have football on television until mid-February.
Oh.
We've made it. We have made it. Everybody rejoice. We have made it. I know preseason football is the greatest, but it's better than nothing.
I love it, AB. All right, at AlanBell247, sportsline.com. Thank you, buddy.
I appreciate y'all. Thanks so much.